Defensive back Joe Hayden's status for Sunday's game is questionable, but head coach Rob Chudzinski is excited about his team heading into this week's matchup against the New York Jets.
Good morning. Our players continue to impress me in terms of their preparation and dedication to winning. We've had a great week of practice and preparation, and we're continuing to work to find ways to get better. And this will be a great opportunity for us this week against the Jets. Get right to questions.
How about Joe Hayden? You encouraged?
I am. He's questionable for the game, so we'll see in the next couple of days how it goes for him and if he'll be ready. He moved around and did some things today, and I thought he looked good. And again, we'll wait and see how it goes before the game.
How much that injury is being?
Well, obviously there's some of that, and there's some from a physical standpoint. So, you know, we've got another 2 days, and we'll continue to get treatment on it, and he'll we'll see if he's ready to go. No, it says a lot about him, and I think that's, I've said many times, that's the type of guys we have in the locker room. They're dedicated, they play hard for each other, and it's a real team, and I think that Joe exemplifies that.
You know, Kellen, yesterday he said something to the effect that he doesn't think anybody can cover him. Is that unusual for him?
He's thought that for years. You know, and you know, that's the confidence that you want football players to have.
What set him apart from the other tight ends that you've and you've coached tight ends a long time? What set him apart from some of the other ones?
He's very competitive. He's talented. Got great hands, and understands he's been around the game for a long time.
Chad, what's going on with Devon Betts?
I've excused him for personal reasons. Yeah, I'll have a better idea on that tomorrow. Okay.
Cooper then? In the slot at the back?
Yeah, Cooper, and we have some flexibility with Greg Little as well.
So is that why he wasn't practicing yesterday as well? Or
yes. Yes.
Should Chris Ellis got picked up by Miami this week? What was the timeline or process or decision to put him on IR?
Yeah, at the time, if you put a guy on IR in that short amount of time, it's sort of a procedural thing. So, you know, with as few weeks left in the season that we had and as many weeks as he was going to be hurt, at that particular time, I think we had we were working through our quarterback situation plus a number of other injuries on the roster, and we just were in a position where that was the thing that we had to do with his injury.
I mean, you figured he would be – the fact that he's healthy now was –
Right, and it's difficult always knowing when a guy's going to be back as well.
Was the prognosis that he'd be out longer?
Could be, you know, right around this time that, you know, and not knowing how long or how short that was going
to
be.
Did he ask to be released off IR so he could get time?
It's a procedural thing. That's how it works once you put him on IR minor.
How's Jordan Cameron doing? Has he been around at all?
He's feeling better, but he hasn't been able to do anything practice-wise or anything else, obviously.